The Dillingham area has been selected as a site for a new piece of equipment that is expected to help monitor volcanoes around the North Pacific. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
For the last week, a handful of researchers, technicians, scientists, and graduate students have been in Dillingham installing an acoustic array that was initially tested last year. The piece of equipment has been installed on a piece of tree-covered land along the Alegnagek Lake Road that is owned by Chogyung Limited, which is the local native corporation for the Dillingham area. The man in charge of the project is Kurt Saberla. He's an assistant professor of physics for the University of Alaska's Geophysical Institute. He says the acoustic array is a semi-permanent installation that will basically monitor sound waves that can't be heard by the human ear.
Like the microphone I'm speaking into right now, it's a similar diaphragm microphone, but it's tuned for very, very low frequencies. So we have an array designed for a different monitoring project in Fairbanks, but it listens all the time and picks up volcanic eruptions and elutions. It's a long ways from the elutions. So for instance, when Fort Peaked went off, we would have really liked a different array because we couldn't exactly tell which of two volcanoes roughly in the line of sight of Fort Peaked in Fairbanks, which one had actually gone off. This array down here gives us two azimuths that we could use to determine exactly which volcano had started erupting.
Four Peaked Volcano is on the east side of the Alaska Peninsula, and it's surrounded by the Four Peaked Glacier. The most recent volcanic activity at Four Peaked was in September of 2006 when a steam plume was observed. Steve McNutt is a volcano seismologist who was involved in the response to the activity at the Four Peaked Volcano. He's also involved with the new acoustic array project in Dillingham, which he says would have been useful when the Alaska Volcano Observatory was trying to determine what was happening back in September of 2006.
What happened was, of course, our reference point was we used to look at Augustine from places like Homer and Anchor Point. Well, if you look past Augustine toward Four Peaked, it's the same direction. So people saw a steam plume and assumed, well, it must be Augustine. But people who lived down farther to the south in Seldovia and places like that could tell that this wasn't Augustine. This was something clearly different.
McNutt says coupling infrasound monitoring with the existing monitoring equipment for volcanoes could produce a very powerful tool.
If you take the combination of seismology, which tells you what's happening under the ground, and marry that together with infrasound, which is what happens when things are going through the atmosphere, it's a very powerful combination to look at how energy is partitioned between the ground and the air. And it gives us much more clues as to how bubbly magma actually releases its energy in the form of an eruption.
The new acoustic array is actually part of a larger project funded by NOAA to use infrasound technology for monitoring. The project lead is the University of Mississippi, which is using infrasound to monitor hurricanes. Another partner in the project is the University of Hawaii, which is using infrasound to monitor tsunamis. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is a partner in charge of monitoring volcanic activity. Steve McNutt says the Dillingham area is nearly perfectly suited to the acoustic monitoring project.
An ideal place would be somewhere out in the middle of the Aleutians. The problem is the wind blows like hell and there's no trees. So Dillingham has the three things that you need. It's got power, internet connection, and trees, and it's closer to the volcanoes. So it's that combination that makes it a good place to do this experiment.
The new acoustic array has been installed but is not yet fully operational because it still needs a permanent power source. Saberla hopes the array can be brought online in a month or so when the Nooshigat Cooperative puts in a power line. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.